Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name is Mark Cuniverti. Just out from Yahoo Finance, July 11th, the Consumer Price Index, also known as the CPI, declined 0.1% over the previous month and increased just 3% over the prior year in June, a deceleration from May's flat month-over-month increase and a 3.13% annual gain. Both measures beat economic expectations of a 0.1% monthly increase and a 3.1% annual gain. Yeah, I know those are all kind of figures we all have to figure out, but don't get too excited because the headline's first verb in the paragraph that they posted was the word declined. The second sentence, which is increased just 3% over the prior year, is the real meat of the article, although you can sense the tongue-in-cheek moment if you read between the lines. It's like saying your house is still on fire, ma'am. It's just not burning as fast as it was. That's how our inflation is. It has declined in velocity, but it is still growing. The Yahoo article goes on to talk possible rate cuts by the Federal Reserve because of the so-called decline in inflation. That rate cut thing has been tossed around like an old football at a frat party for over a year and a half now, making giddy all the business news anchors every time they mention it. Rate cuts mean good news for the markets, or so they tell us. And every time they see some hopeful inflation data, investors buy stocks, or so they would like you to believe. True, the market seemingly continues to run, but digging deeper into the economic statistics, only a few handful of stocks have been the energy behind it, at least until recently anyway. Stocks like Nvidia, Microsoft, Apple, Amazon, and a few more you may have heard of or may not have heard of. Have all the flavor of the day, or should I say the flavor of the month. That artificial intelligence thing called AI, the hype that it is, has all the makings of a mania, and I've seen many manias in my career. Manias are times when all investors talk about are the latest and greatest places to put your retirement savings in. Those that have retirement savings, that is, which is only about half of you, so says the statistics. The truth is, the so-called declining inflation data is deceiving, but you already know that, don't you? I went shopping for a large barbecue party I was having, and even though I go to the grocery store a lot, once again, the small talk in the checkout lines was not as giddy as the news anchors on business television. In fact, I can't recall being in a grocery line in the last year or so when the chit-chat between myself and the others in the checking area wasn't about how damn high prices were and how they just keep going up. Washington tells us prices are coming down. The CNBC business anchors tell us that prices are coming down. The Washington statisticians tell us that prices are coming down. And the economists at the Federal Reserve tell us that prices are coming down. So I'm wondering, all the people telling us prices are coming down, how come prices aren't coming down? Are you seeing the same thing, dear listener? I would imagine so, because we all go to the grocery store, don't we? Concluding now, realize that the decline everyone else seems to insist is happening isn't really a decline. A better way to say is that the rate of the price increases are slowing a little bit. That means prices are still rising, they're just not rising as fast. But what that means is your house is still going to burn down, ma'am, just not quite as fast. I'm watching the market so you don't have to. This newscast expresses, of course, my opinion only, and of course is not meant as investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell any securities, nor represents the opinion of any bank, investment firm, or RIA, nor this media outlet as staff members or underwriters. I hold a BA in Economics with Honors 1979 and California Insurance License OL34249. Our website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything's free, our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name's Mark Cuniverti.